Video is the most powerful sales tool a company can deploy. So in this episode, learn about the new HubSpot tools that help sales teams convert more leads faster.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by WireBuzz.
Most companies I see that really rock the sales funnel are ones that have marketing and sales not siloed. There isn't competition. They don't hate each other. They don't think that the other's trying to take the other one's jobs. In fact, they are collaborative. And so when I was at HubSpot's inbound conference in Boston, and HubSpot rolled out the new tools that amplify a sales team's result, now I was thinking, that's an awesome tool that business needs to know about. So I'm joined right now by HubSpot's Dan Tyer. Hi, Dan.
Todd, how are you doing?
Really good, man. Nice to have you. Talk to me about these new tools. In fact, since I came back, I've been digging in on these new tools. They seem like really easy tools that that most salespeople should be leveraging on a daily basis. Tell me about them.
So what you're talking about is schmarketing.
Right.
Have you heard that term, schmarketing?
I haven't, but I love it.
I invented it in 2007 with the CMO of HubSpot, a gentleman by the name of Mike Volpe, right? And I don't know if you know this, I was the first salesperson for HubSpot in 2007. And I actually cold called all my friends and said, you should buy HubSpot. And they said, what is HubSpot? They would like squinch up their nose and say, what is like inbound? And I said, it's the ability to get found by Google without paying Google and convert leads and customers. And they go, will it work? And I go, I think so. And I had to rely on Dharmesh and Brian and Mark Roberts and all these guys who said, yeah, it'll work. And it turns out I was right. Right. So we're just like 6 months in and we're start transitioning these inbound leads.
Because sales teams need tools to be able to nurture and convert.
Well, they do. That's very right. And I'm saying, Mike, I need more of these inbound leads. And he goes, Dan, it's not that easy. You got to create content. I go, we'll create more content. He goes, Dan, that's not easy. I got to hire somebody. I go, well, hire somebody. He goes, Dan, it's not that easy. I don't have any headcount. I go, I'll give you sales headcount. And he stopped and he looked at me. He was drinking scotch at the time, so he was a little bit wavy. I was drinking Sam Adams beer, so I was a little less wavy. And I go, yeah, I'll give you sales headcount, which is easy for me because it wasn't really my headcount. It belonged to Mark Roberts, who was the VP of sales. But he turned to me and he said, you would give me sales headcount for marketing. I go, these inbound leads don't require the same skill to close. They're people who want to talk with you. This is exactly what we sell. Yes, it's not sales. It's not marketing. It's schmarketing. It's all pushed together. And you go, that's pretty funny. The next day, Roberge was giving a interview with Harvard Business School, right? And this guy, Professor Thomas Steinberg, who's a great guy, wrote a review. It's called HubSpot Web 2.0, and he refers to schmarketing. That's the first time it was ever talked about. Now, the schmarketing URL, the domain name, is worth $150,000. It's actually a thing. I get talked about and sent information about schmarketing all the time. But it makes sense for people with your ethos about working together, helping people, right? Why was marketing and sales ever in a silo, right? In the early days, when you wanted to scale your company, you like hired a guy like me. I was a hard charging, excitable sales guy, right? And what I would do is I would come in, I would look at the branding that marketing gave to me, and I would hire field salespeople all over the United States. And they were expensive and they were hard to manage and they were a little egotistical. And we drove revenue by having these guys go out and establish relationships, right? That's not how you do it in 2015. In 2015, we hire the best CMO we can to create all this great content. Because what percentage of the sales process do you think someone goes through before they want to talk to a salesperson?
Oh, a good percentage. I'm going to say maybe 60.
All right. Gartner and Aberdeen says between 65 and 80%. Yeah. So in the old days, marketing was always in the doghouse. Marketing was always getting yelled at. If the company did great, salespeople were carried around on a little fringed pillow. And if the company tanked, it was always marketing's fault. They didn't create enough leads, or the leads they created were of poor value, right? And so marketing was like in the corner and they were like shy and they were just trying and they didn't have any budget. And it's decidedly different now, right? Because marketing does 80% of the stuff, the balance has changed significantly.
Right.
So now you have to have the hard charging CMO who can create content, who can do videos, who can write ebooks, who can do the offers, who can write the emails.
Now, when you say who can do that, you mean who can supervise the creation of that.
Exactly. The key to content, it's a great time to be a marketer, by the way. Right. Marketers have all the control. When I invest in a company, when I evaluate a company, when I work with a company at HubSpot, I always look at how strong their marketing person is. Because if they don't have a strong marketing kind of component, a strong brand, and that marketing chief has to have good relationships. They have to have a good video guy. They have to have a good content person. They have to have a way in which their blog can be exciting, educational, and entertaining. And if you don't have all of those kind of things, by the way, that's like 12 people. So sometimes we see the smaller marketing department say, yeah, I think we can do it. And they can do it to a certain extent. They can't do it like outsourcing it to marketing. So HubSpot has 2,500 partners, right? And we love our partners because if you buy HubSpot via our partners, you never leave, right? Because you're practicing marketing at this high level. So marketing is really the key. To have that marketing relationship, you have to talk the same vocabulary. So you have to have the same kind of terms. A lead for marketing may not be the same thing as a lead for sales, right? And in fact, we use a subset of that definition. There's leads, right? Marketing takes all the leads, right? Then there's MQLs. Have you heard that term?
I sure have.
Marketing qualified leads, right? Those are a little bit further through the funnel. You may or may not have the salespeople call MQLs. At HubSpot, we do. Our salespeople call MQLs and they ask customers, what were you looking for help with? And then after MQLs get nurtured a little bit more, you go to SQLs, sales qualified leads. And in those segment, those are people who want to talk to a salesperson, right? We close a ridiculous amount, high number of people who say, I want to talk to a salesperson. Because if you spent time looking at a blog and educating yourself and going through the evaluation stage, and you raise your hand and say, I want to talk to a salesperson, is a very motivating person. So you want to make sure you have a common vocabulary. You want to make sure you're using the same dashboards. You want to make sure that you're meeting on a regular basis, right? This schmarketing thing is not simplistic, right? You have to work towards it, but the end results are very good. The reality is the reason why HubSpot announced our new CRM product is because we're big into the inbound experience, right? And they have to work together. They have to have the same data. And so salespeople need a different cut of the data. They need to understand on a deal or a contact basis who is looking at what. So when I call you and I say, Todd, I want to talk about video. I know you like video. I know you're a video expert. I know that you're not that interested in email. You're interested in video. How do I know that? Because I have all of your lead intelligence. If a marketer sees that information, they don't need to know you as a segment of one. They need to know you as a channel or as an element, right? And they need to understand whether the videos that we're producing increase the number of MQLs, the revenue generated by that particular element or channel, and how many customers presented it. So it's the same information, but it's cut very differently. And after for the last 7 years, people were saying, can I use HubSpot as a CRM? We're like, well, kind of. And so we took some of our most talented developers. We decided to create a CRM. And then it was announced in September of 2014 at an inbound conference. And people gave us a standing ovation. And I'm looking at them and I'm saying, the world, why are people so excited about a CRM, right? The world doesn't really need a new CRM, but it was because it was from HubSpot, which was amazing. And it because it's linked into all of that other stuff.
And
that really
traditionally, we've used HubSpot with Salesforce and integrated them. But now as a HubSpot rolls out, you know, CRM tools, it allows us to kind of go with one, not the other.
Yeah, we love Salesforce. A significant component of our customer base integrates to Salesforce.
Sure.
And they have a very relevant and vibrant CRM tool that lots of people use, right? Our take is a little bit different in that most like CRMs are about process, right? It's about like pipeline management and reporting up to the VP of sales and evaluating your pipeline and all that kind of stuff. HubSpot really wants to be a CRM to increase productivity, right? And what we really want to do is make it easier on the salesperson. And Brian Halligan, the CEO of HubSpot, he's an old sales guy, right? He spent 9 years working through the sales channel at a Boston-based company. And so he has like real-life experience. And he's not the best typist in the world, and he would always blow off his order entry, right? So he's thinking, all right, how can I get like basic information into the CRM without having to type it in, because if salespeople are like me when I was 22 years old, they're just not going to do it.
Right.
And so our talented developers developed a tool where if you're using Sidekick for Business, you go to any website anywhere, and you click on a button, all of the information that's on that website will automatically be added into your CRM, right? So that's a huge pain point, right?
I use it, and I also get the flyouts from Sidekick. In fact, while you and I are talking, I saw that one of the prospects that I just met had opened up an email and is now engaging with the information as we speak.
Yeah, so that real-time notification is very cool. The improvement of salesperson productivity is very important. And then Halligan's going, I don't really understand. When you buy a CRM, it's like a Christmas box with no present inside it, right? It's just like the form. You have to fill it with leads. He goes, I want to fill my CRM with leads. And so we packed HubSpot CRM with 21 million leads. And you can go in and you can say, all right, I'm looking for agencies in Columbus, Ohio of 10 to 50 people who generate at least $5 million worth of revenue. And boom, all those leads are right there.
Right.
Right. And it gives you an amazing advantage so that you can prospect a little bit easier. Right. And then when you hook the HubSpot CRM with the HubSpot marketing software, you have like Nirvana. You have marketing talking with sales. You have an acceleration of the productivity of the salesperson. The marketing people get to see what they need to do.
The clinical terms are harmonic convergence.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
I like that. Harmonic conversion. Oh, there's one other thing, and it's pretty important. Our CRM is free, right? So why would we give away a free CRM? Why would we do that?
Because we start using the tools. We see what happened to me when I was in my 30-day free trial and the success, the amazing success that we had here at Wirebuzz with it. And before you know it, you're now a devoted follower.
I think you're right. So the first thing is it's the right thing to do, right? HubSpot's really big. Dharmesh Shah stands up in front of company meetings and he says, we are solving problems for humanity. And it makes me want to cry because it's the right thing to do. When you're a startup company and you don't have a CRM, you don't want to drop thousands of dollars to start a CRM. That's illogical. Right. So if I can give it to you, that's a good thing and people will like that. Number two, it's a good business decision, right? What you were talking about is it's a feeder for people who will go in and after they manage their CRM, right? An obvious consideration is, well, maybe I want more new leads, right? Maybe I should take a look at the marketing software, how to do it. And third of all, when you look at it from a productivity perspective, right, it just makes more sense to make sure that we're providing tools that make the buyer's experience a little bit better. We're all about the inbound experience, right? The reason why our CRM is superior is it makes the salespeople more powerful. Because when I'm engaging with you as a prospect, if I know what you like and what you don't like, if I know what emails you open and don't open, if I know what blog articles you're looking at, now I can tailor my approach to you rather than the generic kind of throw up and show up kind of thing that everybody hates, right? And if I can do that, I'll be a more effective salesperson.
Right.
You'll be a happier client. Our marketing people, if they can see all that information, becomes empowered because they have the data. And once again, the underlying kind of foundation of inbound marketing is it's a data-driven, holistic approach of helping people go from strangers all the way to
clients. Okay, so I use that tool, and I'm a believer, not a Justin believer, a believer.
I like
and,
that.
And what I do is when I'm talking with a prospect, I am figuring out where they are in the funnel.
Good.
And then when I follow up, I'm following up with a video sample because, you know, prospects, because people don't want to, they don't want to have to work for it. They want you to be able to easily spoon them the information. And so I send them a video. That video is about that specific topic. It could be top of funnel. They could be asking me about search optimization. And I could send them a video about, you know, why video dominates search results. Or if they want are interested in a video about a device, I've got a library that I pull right into that email and I do a follow-up and then I can gauge their interest by how much time they're watching.
I really like that. When you explained that to me, I was amazed. The thing is, content formats are diversifying. I love video because a couple of reasons. Number one, people like it, right? I like to make people happy, right? And if I can serve it up in a way in which they'll engage with it, more, then that's a good thing. Number two, it's like interactive sometimes, right? So people can like comment. You were talking about earlier about creating videos with a call to action. Oh my goodness, my sales heart started beating like a fat man on a trampoline, right? And it was just, that's what everybody wants. It's very, very good. And then everything's mobile now, right? I think I saw 56% of searches in the United States are now mobile.
And it's not backing down.
Oh yeah,
so
that's true.
So it'll be mobile forever. That's the dominant way that people are engaging with content.
But I like video on my mobile phone, right? Because I can't read, I can't scroll. Boom, I just check the YouTube video out. Now I got a couple of tunes. I see the information that I want. And it seems like it's an easier way for me to absorb, especially more complex kind of opportunities and thoughts in a way in which I can understand it very easily.
Because we can visually teach somebody. We can also do the auditory together and we can paint, you know, paint the full picture. So now it's an easy learning tool for someone.
Exactly. So the inbound experience means there's inbound marketing, and that's where we started. It also means inbound sales. You want your salesperson to be empowered for that, because if they're the same old, right, that's not an excelling experience. And the final thing is you want to make sure your inbound support is understands what's going on in the customer. You don't want the salesperson to call them right when the guy was on support for 20 minutes trying to figure something out, right? So if there's not that integration into the inbound experience, then you're in a competitive disadvantage.
Yeah, it's so true. Okay, so that tool is free. The CRM.
Yep.
And the CRM has a series of sales-related tools in there that allows a sales team to get going. Is that free also?
Yes. So we make that available to everyone, right? Sidekick is free. There is a Sidekick for Business that we charge $50 a month. That gives you a little bit more functionality around being able to see specific documents and how people have read through that documents, how far they've gone through the particular documents. The whole idea is to make salespeople and marketers have a better buying experience.
At the end of the day, I think what we're all trying to do is convert more in less time at a higher and higher conversion
rate. Now, that's what you're trying to do. And I like that because lots of business people do that. From a customer's perspective, remember, the inbound experience is customer-oriented.
Okay, you're right.
And if I call you and I give you what you want, you're going to be happy. You don't even know it. And if you're not getting all of the details in the – and I know you're doing it because when you explain to me how you use Wistia to go all the way through your videos.
And for those who didn't hear the earlier podcast, pardon me for one second, okay? What we do is we set up inside of email – excuse me, if somebody watches over 80% of a video, it triggers an automatic alert via Wistia to our sales rep that that person, that prospect has displayed a high level of interest. And then we do an immediate phone call. Harvard Business Review said that if you do a follow-up call within the first 5 minutes, you have a 900% greater chance of getting a hold of that person. And if you don't jump on it now, when it happens, you may not get to talk to them for 6 weeks or forever. So there's an immediacy that we all know from sales, and video allows you to really capture that moment because you can gauge attention span.
It is absolutely brilliant. You are using technology to help the customer. You look at it because you're the CEO of the company, but the customer is watching that video. All of a sudden, the phone rings. Ring, ring. Picks it up. This is Dan from HubSpot. They're like, oh my God, I'm watching the video now. So my opening line is always, this isn't too creepy. Is it? Right? And they're like, who is this? How do you know I'm watching this video? They're like looking around to see if I'm hiding in the curtains or something like that. But that's what they want, right? And if they're not interested, they could say, no, that's not a good time. But we know based on the facts that it's likely that they're going to be interested right when they go to the 80% of the video. That's what makes it so amazing. That's the way sales should be, delivering the right information to the right person at the right time without being pushy.
And customer service.
And if you can do that, right, you are going to set yourself apart. Right? Because not everybody is doing that. So inbound marketing was kind of the first beachhead, right? And if you're not practicing inbound marketing, you got to scratch your head and say, why? And I can tell you, I tell CEOs, right? If you're not practicing inbound marketing, right? You go back to your office. If you have more than 10 salespeople, you take the bottom two or three salespeople, you fire them, you give all the money to marketing, right? And the marketing people always love that. I go, they're not going to make it anyway. They're somebody's cousin. They're not taking it seriously. They're fudging their calls. You don't need them, you'll do just as much business without them. I go, marketers, if you're not practicing inbound marketing, you don't have a million leads to nurture, right? Leave. because inbound is the future. These are skills that are important for you and important for your company. And if your senior management doesn't get the concept of inbound marketing, either I need to talk to them or you need to get new senior management. And then I tell salespeople, if you're not getting inbound leads, if you're cold calling, in 2015, you ought to have your head examined, right? Quit, right? I get inbound leads. My team gets inbound leads all day. You know what we do? We talk to 12, 20 people who are all interested in talking to us, right? They may be a little early in the funny, but we know they've converted. We know who they are. We know what they look like on LinkedIn. We know where they're located. We know all of the lead intelligence, right? So we can have a professional conversation about their needs and their timeline and what they're doing. That completely changes the game. Today, a salesperson isn't a salesperson. A salesperson is a brain surgeon, right? Who goes in and diagnoses where the customer is in the process. Diagnoses is what they need. Uses his experience or her experience in what they do and how they do it to direct the conversation to help people make it easy to buy. And if you do that with an amazing customer experience, right? And then you treat the customer like a customer once they're on board. And to your point, once you give them inbound service, right? That's the next step. Inbound service, inbound support. It's an obvious next step and it's all related, right? You become a company that is very easy to do business with. It's the nirvana that everybody wants. And you'll see over the next 20 years, companies scale like a mushroom in a dark room, right? As they go ahead and implement the solutions, train their cultures, and become more and more customer focused as they scale.
All right. So look, if somebody's just listening now, and maybe this is your first taste into inbound. Inbound certifications available at HubSpot. HubSpot certifications available there too. Those are great places to get started.
If you're a marketer, I would totally agree. A couple of additional ways we help to stimulate the environment. We call it our tribe, right? You're a member of our tribe. Marcus, Chris, all these guys are members of our tribe. You get it, right? What you're doing is kind of interesting. You're giving away stuff for free. When in the 1980s, people would look at you and squinch up their nose and say, why are you giving away stuff for free? Now, you know it's a good business decision and we can prove it. We can prove it thousands, tens of thousands of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so inbound certification is really important and it's a way that we build our tribe or our ecosystem. First of all, it's free, right? You can go online and you can get inbound certified for free. It takes you about 12 hours, but it's free. And if you get inbound certified, you can write your ticket in any city in 90 countries across the world.
Oh my God, you're so right, because now you get the tools and there's few people that really have mastery. In fact, Christopher, off mic, yell out, how long have you been here at Wirebuzz?
About 4 weeks.
Okay, so he said 4 weeks. Christopher, on your list of to-dos, where does HubSpot certification or inbound certification, is it on your list?
It's on my list.
And have you already started?
I've already started. I'm about like a third of the way through.
All right. So it's an important element for new people that join our company. Instantly, I need them to be able to understand inbound and I need them to understand the way we leverage it to amplify a client's sales or marketing goals. And if you want to get started, you can, or maybe you want to learn more about how to make your sales and marketing teams more effective. Or let's say you want to know more about Dan Tyer or HubSpot or, like I mentioned a moment ago, inbound marketing, you can visit the show notes at wirebuzz.com/videotips. Or if you want to learn more about video marketing, I've ironically created an audiobook. I partnered up with Bright Cove and you can go to wirebuzz.com/convince. That's wirebuzz.com/convince to get free access to the audiobook. Look, on behalf of Todd Hartley, that's me, right? I mean, who says on behalf of me? But on behalf of me, Dan, I'm really excited that I got to spend time with you to talk about HubSpot, the power of inbound, and bridging that gap between sales and marketing. Thank you so much.
Nice. I'd just like to thank Megan Kearney Anderson for helping me prepare, Nathaniel and the whole HubSpot marketing team. Everything I've learned over the last, about marketing, inbound marketing over the last 7 years has been spectacular. And thanks for inviting me. Look forward to coming back.
A whole lot of fun. Look forward to it. All right. Well, he's HubSpot's director of sales. He's Dan Tyre. And, you know, Dan really did a great job talking about that buying process and how smart and savvy businesses align sales and marketing. And they do it in a term that he's coined, smarketing. And what I like about it is the businesses, you know, I see a lot of companies. And when I get in there, very often I see companies where sales and marketing are two competing teams. And those are businesses that are set up, divided, they fail. And so when you follow a smarketing approach a la Dan Tyre, and you use HubSpot and its CRM, and well, you can tell that, as Dan said, I think it might have been in an earlier episode, but I'm a fanboy. And I like HubSpot because it's generated me and my clients a ton of money. And as soon as you start leveraging the power of HubSpot to get your message out there and to help you convince and convert your customers, before you know it, it's a game changer in your business. For more information on Dan Tyre, you can always go to HubSpot.com, or you can go to our show notes page at wirebuzz.com/10. And when I say 10, I really mean like the numbers 1 and 0, right? Wirebuzz.com/10. Thanks so much for listening to this latest episode. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes to get an automatic update every time we create a new episode. It'll be delivered directly to you. And if you enjoyed this show, please share it with your friends across social media. And also, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a really honest rating and review on iTunes. Now, the ratings and reviews, you know, they do a great job. They're a huge difference maker in the show's ranking on iTunes. And the other thing it does is it notifies me and better educates me on how to better serve you. So please, always an honest rating and review, and I look forward to bringing you more episodes. There's going to be a lot more information coming up on inbound marketing on this podcast because I'm a freak for it. I love it. It's changed my business. So stay tuned because I'm going to show you how you leverage video and smarketing through tools like HubSpot to increase revenue right here on Video Marketing Mastery.